This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. You may be familiar with ABC's hit show Abbott Elementary and the antics of Principal Ava Coleman.
Another day in principal life. I believe the children are our future. Hurry up. Who knows when those kids will start arriving?
They get here at 7:30.
Every day? That's wild. Oh, yeah, I can help you make your video.
Really?
Yes, this is what I do.
Well, you're also a principal, so.
Yeah, but this is my art. I write, I edit, I direct, I do the music, I lip sync. Because of me, when people say that their favorite director is that Ava lady, somebody else got to be like, which one?
The actor who plays Principal Coleman is Janelle James, and since long before that role, she's had a career in stand-up comedy, the origins of which she discussed on Jimmy Kimmel Live some time ago.
Where did you start doing stand-up?
In Champaign, Illinois.
Champaign, Illinois, home of the University of Illinois, right?
That's right. All right, James will be performing stand-up in Central Illinois again this Saturday evening. She's going to be in Decatur, 7:30 p.m. at Milliken's Kirkland Fine Arts Center, and she joins us now. Janelle James, welcome to the 21st Show. Thanks for making the time to be with us.
Hello, can you see me? I can't see you.
You can't see me? I use a different piece of technology to connect to our home station.
Oh, okay.
I do that remote life.
Great.
Hello. Yeah, well, no, we're good. It's audio only, so I hope you didn't get dressed up for us.
I sure did.
No.
All right. It's all right. I'll go to the grocery store and be fancy or something.
You are going to be the best dressed grocery shopper today. And I should mention, just at the start of our conversation, we are not going to be talking about Abbott Elementary because of the Screen Actors Guild, the SAG-AFTRA strike that started back
ongoing
in July.
Yes,
so just for listeners sake, yeah, so this
the show,
right?
But I can't talk about the strike.
Let's get to that, but I want to start with stand-up comedy. That's what's bringing you back to Central Illinois. How did you get started? It happened in Champaign, I understand.
Yes, very not glamorous. I was handed a flyer to an open mic one day and for whatever reason decided to go. I was in Illinois and I had moved there from New York. So I didn't have like my friend group yet. I didn't really have any much to do. And so when that guy handed me that, Andrew Voris, his name is, and handed me that flyer, I was like, oh, I'll just go check it out. And I checked it out. It was the first time I'd have been to a comedy open mic or a comedy show, period. And it was cool. I had a good time. And then at the end of the show, some of the comedians came over and they were like, hey, you know, if you wanted to come back next week, which I had already planned on doing, they were like, but you could also do a set. And I said, what does that mean? And they were like, you get 4 minutes and you can also tell jokes. And so I went home and I thought about it and I wrote some stuff down and I went back the following week and I did my first set. And then I just kept doing it every week after that.
A lot of comics say they bomb that first time out. What brings you back? Maybe you didn't. Maybe you were a hit. You did not. All right.
Awesome. But I think I bombed the third time out. That's okay. It's not okay. Like I never bombed, but my first set was pretty good. I think because I was so focused on, I was like, I'm gonna get these laughs. And so, and then the third time I was too comfy. I was like, oh, I'm a legend. and then I bombed, and that's what's supposed to happen. That's when you find out if this is really for you, if you can do a bomb and come back. And I think and I haven't really bombed in a long time, knock on wood, but I think when you're starting out, you start to like the bomb, the feeling. It's like you convince yourself like this pain is good for me.
They just don't get me. I'm too far ahead of them.
I'm alive. No, not even that they got me. I was just like, this feeling is so intense. I don't mind it. You know, all the feelings that go with stand up, I don't mind it. And that's when you know you're a comedian.
That's how you know that this could be a career. If you can take that pain. Yeah.
It's such a sharp pain. You're like, am I going to die? If you can take that and keep going, then this is the job for you.
You know, Norm Macdonald apparently used to bomb on purpose because there was that awkward tension that, you know, he says could be funny in its own way. I don't know if you ever feel that.
Well, sure. Oh, no, I love Norm Macdonald, but that's not actually on purpose if you're doing it to get the funny. If he's just going for a different type of funny, he's going for an awkward laugh, or you know, a surprise laugh. Like bombing intentionally is not true bombing.
So you start out in Champaign, Illinois. I understand it was a biker bar. Eventually, you start performing in Peoria, Illinois, regularly.
I did. The Jukebox Comedy Club, which is still there and has been there for I think, decades. That became what's called my home club. And so I would go there every Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I started as a feature, which is a middle. And then eventually started doing longer sets and headlining, but doing comedy there, like the Jukebox is situated right in between Chicago and St. Louis. And so I was able to meet so many headliners that were like on their way from Chicago to do their shows at St. Louis. They would stop and do a date or a weekend in Peoria. And I got to meet all those people so that when I eventually moved back to New York, I knew a lot of headliners already. And that's gold.
Talk about that call from Chris Rock. What was that like?
Oh, well, was I already in New York for that? I was already back in New York for that. And I had, through the Jukebox, had met Todd Berry, who was the first person that I went on tour with. Then I went out with Rob Delaney, who was huge at that point. He was, if you don't know him, he's like the first like Twitter comedian. Like he was like one of the first comedians to amass like a million followers. And he did like a sold out tour across the US and took me with him. So that was amazing. I was only like 4 years in then. And then when I got back to New York, because of those things that I had done, I was able to get on a lot of shows and get passed at a lot of clubs. And apparently Chris Rock saw me at one of those shows and I didn't know. And so I think it was Christmas morning. I don't know. I had on a Christmas jumpsuit. That's why I had on the onesie with Santa Claus on it. And my phone rang and it was an unknown number, which I usually
send that to voicemail. Come on.
Yeah, private number. Yeah. I think maybe that was the first time I've even seen that like private number on my phone. And usually I wouldn't answer that, but you know, it was Christmas. I'm like, oh, a family member or something. I don't know. I answered it for whatever reason. And it was him. And he said, Janelle James, Christopher Rock. And I think I would have thought that it was somebody pranking me if he didn't say Christopher Rock. Like, I was like, only Chris Rock would say Christopher Rock. You know, that told me that was a real call. And he was just like, you know, you're very funny. I'd like to take you on tour. And I was just like, okay. And so, yeah, I toured with him for a good while after that. And that was amazing. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, definitely. I went downstairs and I was like, you guys would not believe who just called me.
So by 2018, you get your own comedy special. What's the difference between doing just like comedy? And I don't know, do you film everything you do? I guess a lot of comics nowadays film all their stuff so they can evaluate it for whatever. Yeah.
Even though I'm not 20 years in the game, I feel like I'm old school in a way that I actually don't. And I hate watching myself. I hate hearing my voice. And so I actually have like archives right now that I'm supposed to be going through, because that is the thing. Everyone wants you to tape your sets and put them online and stuff like that. And even to just watch myself to get the clips, I don't want to do it.
Oh, interesting.
If I were to put out material, I like how I've been doing it. I get a Netflix deal or do some type of stand up on late night. Like that's how I like to release my material. That'll probably change as that's what you have to do right now, is to clip out your material and put it online. I want to, but I haven't as of yet.
Yeah, I keep the YouTube algorithm wants me to see a lot of Taylor Tomlinson these days.
Oh, she's great.
She must have like a whole team of people doing that. I don't know.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Like it's part of our promotion now. And I'm still banking on word of mouth.
Yeah.
I hope that people see me and I'm so good that they'll tell other people. And that's working out for me. So.
Well, let's do that. We'll remind listeners that this is the 21st show, and we're talking with Janelle James, who's a comedian, going to be performing in Decatur, 7:30 p.m. Saturday at Millikan University's Kirkland Fine Arts Center. She is also,
you, but I'll also say what has also been working out for me is being on a hit show that I can't talk about. So it's
that's exactly, mind meld here. So she's also the star of Abbott Elementary, but we can't talk about Bruno because of the actor's strike. So maybe we can talk about that. Why is this strike important to you?
The strike is important to me because I'm a union person. I believe in unions and workers' rights and things like that. And it's just inevitable as the industry changes, as it does, like, you know, every 10 years, technology and different forms of media, that things need to be reworked and redesigned as far as how artists are being respected and paid. So that's what's happening. There's new media such as Netflix and streaming and stuff like that wasn't included in our past contracts. And then there's new technology such as AI and other technology like that also needs to be included and updated into our coming contracts. And so that's what the strike is about, until those things are addressed and we feel like we have a fair payment and fair treatment and correct updates to how we work as artists, then that's what's going to happen.
How disruptive has it been for you? I think the show was supposed to go back to work in May. If I read that,
that
somewhere.
Yeah, we were supposed to go back, especially as a hit show. they want us to go back immediately, and so we haven't gone back. Right now, it's looking maybe like December, maybe January. Nobody knows. Luckily for me, I'm a stand-up, so I immediately went back on the road, and it was good for me to remember that I have different skills. To work my stand-up muscle and to remind myself that I also love doing this as well. So, but I am in a privileged position I'm on a hit show. So we're pretty much, nothing is guaranteed, but we were pretty much guaranteed to come back when all of this is over. And also I had work for me, but there's a lot of actors and people behind the scenes, PAs, there's hundreds of people that it takes to make a show happen that are struggling. So I'm blessed in that way.
So you're coming to Decatur this Saturday. People can, you've spent time in Central Illinois, as we said. You were in Champaign-Urbana for a while, mm-hmm. Peoria as well. Mm-hmm. You have a great riff. People can Google Cornfield Whites. It's a hilarious bit.
Remember that, but yes.
It's one of your previous stand-up specials. But how much do you try to localize your shows, right? Are you doing like a lot of soybean research coming to Decatur?
Not at all. And this is everywhere I go. I'm not that type of comedian. All my jokes are about me. if you're a true narcissist. And
it's 2023. That's the mode.
You're just happen to be hearing it wherever you are. Like, I don't really, I think that's expected and kind of corny. So I don't really do that type of material.
Corny. I see what you did there.
yes.
Janelle James is, I'm going to say it quietly, you can cover your ears, an actor on the hit ABC show Abbott Elementary. She's going to be performing stand-up in Decatur 7:30 Saturday at Millikan University's Kirkland Fine Arts Center.
I hear is a beautiful venue.
It is. It's a nice venue. I've seen a few shows there over the years myself. So, Janelle, thank you so much. What a fun time this has been. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And that is all the time we have for our show today. We'd love to hear what you think about what we've been talking about, whether it's today or something in the recent past. You like it, you don't like it, you think we get something wrong, or maybe you think we got something right. Leave a voicemail at 217-300-2121. That's 217-300-2121. We'll be sharing some of your responses on air from time to time. And you can find that number and our email address and every other way to get in touch with us on our website, 21stshow.org. And I also want to say, as of today, our text messaging group is back online. So we would love for you to join that. If you are not already a member, you can do so by sending the word TALK, T-A-L-K, to 217-803-0730. That's TALK to 217-803-0730. And because I'm an experienced radio professional, I know that saying a bunch of numbers on the radio can be really hard to follow. So ultimately, any way to get in touch with us, you can do it on our website, 21stshow.org. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield, Kennedy Vincent, and Jose Zepeda. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.